Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, welcome to the show that was founded on Kingdom Principles, a show that was designed to take you from where you are to where you want to be. A show that kind of captivates the people that we bring on to explain to you how to live the life that you really want to live, the life that you're destined to live. And at the 30 of the hour, 30 past the hour, we have a guest to come on to tell you how he or she got there. And of course, we have our lady, none other than Miss Jeannie Jones, Kitty of the City.
Meow. Top of the Dr. Tanji Show. Hey, 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 hey. Another loaded and exciting show. Not only you have an incredible artist coming up, like you mentioned, how did he get here and everything he had to go through to arrive here physically, but also a woman who is taking her craft to elevate others and live within the principles they were designed to do, which you always represent and talk about, Dr. Tanji, including the principle you're talking about today.
I know, right? That principle is the responsibilities of freedom. All right. Everybody's getting ready tomorrow to celebrate with their families, good food and fun, and just kind of hanging out and not thinking about anything. But with that particular kind of freedom, there comes a responsibility. I want you to think about the word responsibility, the word freedom. Freedom is a state or an act of having a duty to deal with something or simply to be accountable. Now, you're going to be accountable for what you do when you think of the word freedom. Four quick points that I want you to remember as you're celebrating tomorrow with your friends and family. One, you have a responsibility of not being idle. Work, become what you were created to be. Two, you have a responsibility not to be a tattler. Now, that word tattler, that's when someone tells you something in secret and you kind of take it upon yourself to go out and tell someone else. If you're doing it, stop it and stop it now. Number three, you have a responsibility to not be a busybody. Now, we're keeping in context of your freedom, but these are things that with freedom comes responsibility. The responsibility of not being a busybody is one who meddles in the affairs of others unless you're asked. And my favorite, number four, you have a responsibility to not speak about things that you ought not to speak about. Simply, there's an old adage that my mama taught me when I was a little girl. And if you've been listening to the show, you know my mom calls me Pootie. She said, Pootie, if you do not have anything good to say, shut your mouth. I taught that to my children, and now they're teaching it to their children. But I want to add a little something before our caller calls in. I want you to remember this. If you do not have anything good, anything kind, anything reassuring, anything comforting, anything loving, anything encouraging to say, I want you to think about how truly blessed or how truly fortunate you are. And then I want you in that instant to just shut your mouth. Remember, freedom has responsibilities. We play a role in that. Let's be kind to one another and just kind of take on into advisement that we really can change the course in a day of a person's life. We can. And we can do that one or two ways. We can do that with love, or we can do that with not being as kind as we should be. Freedom and responsibilities, Jeannie. We really have a lot of responsibility with freedom.
We do on a daily basis.
On a daily basis, absolutely.
Well, this woman, she understands principles strategically, okay? And with her work of responsibility of encouraging creative souls from Los Angeles to all over the world, she is a creative director, author, specifically kingdom strategist, choreographer, artist developer, even works with one of the most powerful artists in the world. But she makes moves in a way that manifests and uplifts every move so that you move with intention and understanding that. So it's right along your principles, Dr. Tanji, and so glad we have Raina Joy Banks on the show.
Hi there. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
I am well. Thank you guys so much for having me today. I'm so blessed.
Absolutely. I was like, boy, you hear somebody's intro, you'd be like, right? I'll be ready for them to come through with a cape on, right? Like Superwoman, da, 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 da.
Man, it is such an honor. I love this woman here. I tell you, her spirit is infectious. She's just a beautiful, all around beautiful person.
And then, Raina, let me ask you, with all that you are blessed to have, you know, like I said, develop artists, you out here in Hollywood doing your thing, things in several different facets that we will go over, knowing how easy it is in our industry to just do your God-given talent, what makes you stop to reach back and to invest and support artists as they evolve and go along?
Yes, absolutely. It's been a journey just being a former dancer first and just seeing the trials and tribulations that everyone endured in the process. And I always have had a heart for people, especially young people, and then people of my generation too, where I feel like when God says your gift shall make room for you, and he says it does exceedingly abundantly far above we could ever ask, think, or imagine, I was getting confused because I was not understanding why so many people were struggling being obedient to God and coming to the city to live their dreams. And so I was like, God, why am I so passionate about this? What is it that is in me that's pulling towards these people? And I'm from California and I have so much family here. But it was just like a void that I was trying to figure out, how do we feel this? And he said, you're the answer. And I said, okay, well, what does that look like? And I was like, I can only do what you called me to do. And he's like, well, I've called you to do this, and I've called you to the people. And so literally when I received that word from him, people randomly would start getting my contact from others, or would see me at church, or would see me at an audition and say, can I just have a sit down with you? I just want to talk to you about, you know, my dreams or something that I want to work on. Also, you know, I'm new here in the city. They would literally just draw to me. And I was like, okay, God, like, I hear you. I couldn't ignore what was happening and what was deeply embedded inside of me. And so I would sit down with all these different people, from either writers or dancers or artists, musical artists, recording artists, or actors, you name it. They all were doing something, the TV content producers, people with a dream, and everyone had the same issue. They were getting looked over, all because their resume wasn't quite there just yet, or because they didn't have the accolades that someone like me had, or because they just didn't know anybody. Because we know in this business, it's all about relationships.
Absolutely.
And so I was like, wait a second, like, well, I have all of those things. And so what I begin to do is I just begin to partner people. I begin to introduce people to people. I hate the word networking sometimes because it seems like you have a motive. Mm-hmm. You're going somewhere with a motive versus just showing up somewhere with your gift and letting God draw the people to you. And to me, I just believe it's divine connection versus networking, because you're not coming with an impure motive. I got to rub shoulders with so-and-so. You're coming, showing up. I have these ideas and I have these visions, and I just want to meet people. I just want to know the fellow people in our careers that are living the same dream and wanting the same thing. And so it was hearing the cry. People would come to me crying. They would come to me heavy weighted and laboring, but seeing no fruits for their labor. And so I, at that point, was like, what would I want? What would I have wanted in my career that I didn't have that they need? Mm-hmm. And so I became what I didn't have to those people. And that's really what it was. It was developing them mind, body, spirit, and still to this day, developing them mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, and in their gifts so they never have to struggle again, living a dream and it not making room for them and making financial increase for them.
I love it. I mean,
enough said that. That is everything. Yeah, and the fact that you do this, you know, so unselfishly, mm-hmm. and what ends up happening, it becomes a win-win. And a lot of people don't realize when you do that, the blessings are going to come back.
They do.
They're going to ricochet back in your head.
It's built in. It's built in the law. Absolutely. Raina, I do have a question, and you kind of hit the nail on the head here. How difficult have you found it to be when you're incorporating your faith in a culture here, Hollywood, that don't always respect faith or don't know what faith is? How difficult is that for you?
Yeah, you know what? I will say this. As I grew older, it became less difficult because I'm so sure and certain of who I am and whose I am and who I belong to, and realizing that I don't have breath in my body without him. Mm-hmm. But growing up and starting an entertainment career is pretty early of age, and doing faith-based and mainstream, which was really the, so I went through more, I will say this, I went through more in the trauma aspect and having to heal emotionally from the church aspect, not the church I grew up in, but other different churches and things, and people that didn't see and understand that I was called to the entertainment industry, not just to ministry, but that the entertainment industry was my ministry. And so it was almost like I had to wake up every day upon every booking, upon every confirmation, upon every yes to a job. I had to wake up proving to people that, no, this is where God called me. This is what God put inside of me. This is, I'm doing the will of God. This is not blasphemy. This is not, me breaking religiosity or religious barriers. Like, it's none of that. It's, I have a relationship with Jesus and he has sent to me on an assignment into these atmospheres. So I'll tell you this, in the mainstream, it wasn't hard for me at all, actually, because people began to know me for my prayers opening up before our show. They would go, Raina, can you pray for everybody? Like, it became almost like an epidemic, a movement, because I was so solid in who I was and whose I was, that people just wanted more of it versus pushing it away. And I didn't throw a Bible at them. I didn't throw all these rules and judgmental regulations at them. What I threw at them was God's love. And that's what changed. A lot of people got saved through the process. A lot of people rededicated their lives to God in the process. A lot of people walked away from abusive relationships, literally on a music video that I was doing that I got reprimanded for in the church. That video was very classy and very like high end. Like, we were in cool gowns. It was like an elegant type video. But a girl got rededicated to Christ that night. Another girl got saved that night. And another one, we got her out of a very, very deadly abusive relationship that night. And so in the midst of me not even wanting to go do that video, God said, I sent you there. You have to go. Mm-hmm. I was late and everything, didn't want to be there. And then I realized, oh my gosh, I'm on assignment. And that was the same video that I got released from doing dance ministry from because of. And there was nothing bad about it. Mm-hmm. So my battle was more so in the church versus outside of the church. Outside of the church accepted me, embraced me, and grabbed a hold of me because I had what they needed, which was Jesus. Mm-hmm. And they were looking for an answer, and I presented it in a way that didn't make them feel like they have to change their entire life. They have to. They can't wear this. They can't do that. Automatically, when you get the Holy Spirit, things just naturally begin to change. You begin to walk different, talk different, move differently, dress differently, approach people differently, honor people and yourself, and love yourself differently. Mm-hmm. And so that's my motto in life. And I kind of have walked that and lived that as my brand for God. But really, ministry, churches are where I got the most pushback from. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And once they realized it was my calling and my legacy, and I started doing more faith-based stuff like choreographing for Kier Sheard and Dietrich Haddon and Travis Green and Molly Music and Michelle Williams and all this, that's when they were like, oh my gosh, oh, we get it. And I'm like, it took all this for you guys to get it? Like, I can't save people. We got to get to the ones that don't have God
absolutely.
Yet, you know?
And you speak what I feel 24/7 a lot of times when I'm communicating with people, no matter where they are in their walk. But you just said, I mean, you know, being in atmospheres where you're constantly Absolutely. Criticized and judged, mm-hmm. and you yeah. really are, you know, what to me, what church is about. It can be on that block downtown Los Angeles. It can be on Skid Row. It can be on yeah. a music video set. And that's why I yeah. love what you're doing. And your energy does radiate from your site to online, and your consistency speaks for itself. And that's why people are attracted, because if we just, like you said, just live and walk in that light, everything else will happen. Absolutely. And you have taken mm-hmm. everything you're doing, and it is starting yeah. to expand. And like I said, If Amen. I didn't know your background and we didn't have mutual friends in the industry, I would say, okay, right. look, I'm trying to come to your tabernacle. Okay, Ms. Rainer, where's your church? Okay, and I'm challenging you to open that thing up right now. But you're doing it. You're doing it yes, through your HG Entertainment and mm-hmm. your To Live, and it's Time Conference. Yes. Can you talk a little bit about yeah. how you take women and elevate them, yeah. like Dr. Tanji says, from where they are to where they want to be, and that they already possess right. everything that they yeah. need, but about what do you do to help them understand it's just about tapping in? What do you do at these conferences?
My God, yes, absolutely. You guys are so amazing, by the way. You guys are giving me so much life on this, on this radio show. I literally, for the It's Time conference, I brought it back to life last year here in downtown LA at the JW Marriott, and what the key for me is the power of the wait, the power of waiting on God. Now, everyone, when they say the wait, they think, you know, celibacy, saving yourself from marriage. And absolutely, yes, I'm all for that. I live that and breathe that. But the wait is not just allocated to purity in your body. The wait is when God says, be still and know that I am God. And understanding that when we're sleeping and resting in his presence is when he actually does his greatest work. Mm-hmm. It's when our hands are off of things and we're trusting the process in order to get to the promise that God is actually having his greatest moments of power, dominion, and majesty, where he's literally taking reins and ranks over everything that he's promised us. So I'm always a big teacher to women, especially, and young women and men, from depending on what conference it is or church I'm speaking at, is that this: you never want to get in the way of God. So why not wait on God? Don't move without him. Don't even set yourself up for a sabotaging moment all because you think, or this might be, or so-and-so said, or, you know, all these elements that come in that are actually distractions from you receiving your greater promise. And so with the conference, God literally named it, It's Time. And I couldn't fully understand why he gave me that name at first, until I realized every conversation I was having with someone, I was hearing them say, it's time. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, wait, what? Mm. And God was like, it's an epidemic. Mm. I need my people to know. Mm. Versus like, oh, the breakthrough conference, or oh, you know, yeah. The revival, like all these right. actual names right, that people right, put on right. events.
Simple as that.
That run That's people it. Away.
That's it.
You know,
Absolutely.
And it's time, literally, it resonates to, we had a whole bunch of unsafe people at the conference last year that literally, God just left them to the center of Los Angeles, and they didn't even know why. We had a crazy testimony from a Asian woman who literally walked, like, it was almost like she was floating in the air in a way, but floating, walking. She walked to our conference, was the first one there at the door, waiting for the doors to open. And she told me later on during the lunch break, she was like, I didn't know about this conference until I walked here. And I said, wait, what do you mean? I was like, what? Yeah. And she was like, I woke up this morning and God said, follow me. And I was like, what? Mm. And then she was like, he said, get to downtown Los Angeles. And mind you, she's not from here. And she's from another country and everything. And she was like, okay, God, but why? Like, why get to downtown? And he's like, get to downtown Los Angeles. I have something for you there. Wow. And she literally got to downtown Los Angeles, didn't know where she was going, didn't know why he said it. And he said, follow me again to her. She literally let her body be led by Christ directly up the escalator, around the corner, all the way down to the hall, to the convention area of the JW Marriott. And she stood there, the first person in line before the conference, way before the conference even starting. And God said, this is where I fit you for today, wow. to get what I have for you. She ended up being the person to give the largest donation to Live, our nonprofit. She ended up getting delivered that day. She she ended up having a divine encounter and download, like from the Holy Spirit, encountered the Holy Spirit and everything. And I was like, God, he said, it's time. Hmm. So when he specifically gave that name and defined it that day, he said, there are people that don't even understand why I'm calling them, why I've equipped them for such a time as this, why I've given them gifts to make room for them, why I've given them strategy and visions and ideas that they couldn't even think of on their own because it's the exceedingly, the abundantly far above that they could ever think or imagine. He was like, and I'm saying it's time because it's time for people to stop suffocating on their gifts and in their gifts. It's time for people to stop waiting on people and start waiting on me, their Father. It's time for my people who are called according to my purpose to humble themselves and understand that they can't move without me because all power is in me. But it's also time for my people to understand that they have the power and the authority that my Son Jesus Christ had, and I need them to use it for my glory. Wow. So literally, he just created this sound of it's time. And so when people come to the conference, when some men come, they're like, I want to know what my future wife or what my wife needs to know in order to become, because I want to cultivate her the right way. Guys literally called us saying that and got tickets just to attend for themselves. And I was like, what? And they were like, and the encounter that they had, it was like, wait a second. And the first one was, it's time to live. This year is, it's time ... to be free. And the point of to live means the VVV, three V's, means it never dies. There's no E. It never ends. It lives on from glory to glory to glory. Because when God has given us visions and dreams, they weren't meant to start and stop. They were meant to live on even past our eternity, past what we live on earth. And so the first conference was to ignite a fire of people living again. God showed me images of women suffocating in nurturing everybody but not nurturing themselves. He showed me images of women sitting on so many great gifts and literally suffocating in that space because they didn't know the who, what, when, where, how, and why. And that's what the conference does. It gives you the who, what, when, where, how, and why, and what to do next in order to become. Just be so you can become so you'll already be. And that's what the It's Time conference is. It creates relationships. It restores people. It revives people. It puts them to a place of rest to know that God is doing it, not them. They're just a vessel to show up, and God does the rest. Mm-hmm. And that's really what it is. It's a restoration in the midst of beginning to be free and what God has called for you to do. And it's always time for that.
Wow. Well, like Amen. I said, Raina, where is your own movement? I just see skateboards and hoverboards with, you know, it's time and to live all over the city. Oh, I just see God. The promo. Yeah, because it's see what's, you know, incredible about you is, like I said, you show it, you live it. We're living in times. I'm very connected and mentoring young people all the time. And it becomes a challenge when you to tell adults, okay, well, this is where they are. They're dealing with 40 and 50 old problems. So you can't just come at them any kind of way. You have to show it, live it. You have to be excited. You need to be hot. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yes.
And everything, just listening to you, if I didn't know anything about you, you make me feel like, you know what? I can do anything I want to do. I mean, just that. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but that's the beginning. And a lot of times people don't give you just that base and being consistent in that base. And that is the gift that you have. And then, like I said, then you just layer up, you know, once you get them inside your conference. I mean, I get it. And I, you know, congratulations. And you just need to be in every city. So, I don't know what else, you know, I know you're busy, but just know, you know, and actually, before Dr. Tanji, I know she has a couple of things, and I've got this question. But with all of what you have accomplished, what in the world? How do you challenge yourself? I mean, what is your plan for the rest of the year in 2020? What more do you want to? Is your goal just to save more souls every month? Is it, you know? I'm just thinking. No, I actually put myself in your place, and I'd be like, what does Raina do? Like, when you're sitting there by yourself to assess what you've done, which is incredible, and where I'm going.
Thank you. Yes.
So spell it.
You know what? This year, going into 2020, my book, I just did a relaunch of my new book with my new publishing company. And it's The 30-Day Journey to Loving the Woman in Me. And so it's out now on all platforms.
Did you say 30-day?
Yes, The 30-Day Journey to Loving the Woman in Me. And you know, I'll get you guys two copies, two signed copies. I want to get that to you.
I can't wait. And if you see me on a rollerblade with your book, okay, Miss Noah, yeah, say that's a lady from Dr. Tanji's show. She said she's going to be doing it. Go ahead.
Yeah. So the book tour definitely is a right now season where everyone is asking and requesting, Raina, we need the book, but we need you. We want you in our city. We want you to come and speak. We want you to. And so just finding the balance of that, yeah. I don't have management right now, which has been very hard. So I'm literally like overseeing myself in the midst of like four companies. Mm. And so it's been a struggle of really self-promoting because I have a gift of promoting everybody else. I'm not very good at promoting myself and what I'm doing. And so God is really shifting that for me. So this year it's about sowing into Raina the way I've sowed into others.
Mm-hmm.
I cover, cultivate, connect, and create and catapult other people in all avenues of the entertainment industry and in ministry, but really getting to the root of what needs to happen for me to birth while I'm helping everyone else birth. And so the book tour is one of the main things. The two-city tour for the It's Time conference is this year. We're doing Atlanta first, September 28th, and then we're doing Los Angeles again, downtown LA, on November 16th, 2019 this year. And then God said, add on a city every year and then begin to take it to the country. And so with that, that's the entity of the ministry side, which will start adding young people. We'll start adding a men's conference as well eventually once I'm married, because I really believe that men should be men and women should be women.
Look, I knew it was a reason I was connecting with you, Raina. We're going out, girl. We're going to find our kings.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Our goal right now, we purchased a high rise in my same area in downtown LA, where we have a space for artists now. We just started out small. We have a down payment on a house in Studio City, but that one sold. So the builders believe in our vision so much because they were once homeless, living their dream, trying to birth their construction company, the Arzuman Brothers. So they're holding our down payment. They said once we get the rest of the funds, we can purchase any of their brand new homes. We can pick whichever one we want for the first house for the To Live.
That's what I'm talking about. That's
project.
Absolutely.
And so our goal is to have one in 12 locations around the world. So LA, Atlanta, mm-hmm. New York, maybe DC or Chicago.
No, DC for sure. No, you will completely soar in my home city, DC. Mm. So we'll talk. No, you will, like, it's so mandatory. So
that's the second. I just met a whole bunch of people from DC. They shot our first major rental, a film on Sunday. They shot in our To Live space in downtown. We have great discounted rates because we're not about people breaking their pockets to birth their vision. So they rented on Sunday. They're all from D.C. The actors were from D.C., the director, the producers, and literally we created a little family. Like, whenever you guys are filming a new project, whatever, you have access to our spaces or whatnot. And they literally became famous. I was like, God, are you saying D.C. is another location, like one of the 12? And it's just confirmation. That's insane.
No, that's done. That's done. That is a confirmation. I'm just telling you. I was going to add that in into your lineup, so I'm just letting you know. Well, that is amazing. And if nothing else is done, do you know how impactful and that's a global impact.
Yes. Yes,
alone, and because we understand as artists that it's necessary, needed, but then you're fulfilling and building, and
absolutely.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. And then, you know, from what you're doing, like I said, mm-hmm. you ended up, you know, working with one of the most, you know, powerful artists in the world, with Kanye West, his Sundays, his Sunday services, and you know. I, you know, met a couple artists who actually sing with you guys, but just when you see, that's one thing to hear the music or you get to see the clip, but that energy, it just looks like a place that the disciples would have landed on a hill.
Yes.
And so it's already painted. It I'm like, this is amazing. So
absolutely
congratulations on that, because obviously there's a select energy, a very careful energy that's orchestrated through that for so many reasons that we won't get into.
Absolutely.
So, but I just know I understand, and I'm clear now listening to you why you're there.
Absolutely, Raina.
Yes, ma'am. Oh my gosh. Amen. Amen.
You are doing some amazing things.
Yeah.
You are truly, living your life the way God intended
to. So
and I am so, so proud of you. I am so proud of you. I feel like you're my little sister. And
I am.
Yes,
I
you
am.
Are. You're doing amazing. Thank you so much for for the sacrifice. Thank you for the fasting and the praying and the tears that no one really sees. You know, thank you for all the times that you've scratched your head and said, oh, how we're going to do this, Daddy. So you keep
thank you
doing
so much,
what you're
Raina.
Doing, baby. Keep
and we'll see you in November.
Oh, absolutely.
At that event. And
absolutely.
I'll be looking for those books because I need to read it cover
yes.
to cover
yes.
and become part of the movement and send
yes.
more creatives your way and
absolutely.
Everything that
thank
is going
you.
To continue to flourish.
Absolutely. Baby,
thank you so much. You guys are amazing. You guys got me over here crying.
Oh.
I appreciate you and I honor you. And I just decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus, you would prosper your women, prosper them beyond what they have room to receive, Father God. I just decree and declare that their hearts would be ones that turn other people's hearts to gold, Father God. That it would people that walk around with black, dark hearts because they don't know how to forgive or they don't know how to heal, that these women would be a true sign of walking miracle signs and wonders of people transforming into their best, greatest self, Father God. I thank you for their sacrifice and how they poured into me and given me a platform on this day to be able to share my story and share my gifts and share the journey that you've taken me on, Lord. But now I pray that you would bring even greater people to them that need their platform to where it will not only catapult the people, but it begin to catapult them beyond what the world even understands, make them global beyond what they know, and make them a place of safety and comfort for your people to come and be able to share their stories. And that this will be one radio show that goes up in the books, that when they talk about radio, they talk about Ms. Tanji and all that they're doing. I decree and declare that it is done, it is well, it is finished. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Let everything they touch turn to gold. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
I'm ready to fade to black now. It's good to go.
Raina.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, baby. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
So much.
All right. You're welcome.
We'll see
I can't
you
wait
soon.
To meet you guys in person.
Absolutely.
And I will definitely get some books to you. Two signed books, okay? I've got you covered.
Can't
Thank
wait.
You, baby.
See you
Take
soon.
Care. Wow.
Okay, God bless
you. Yeah. So, you know, when I think about her, like I said, you wonder why, you know, Kanye West, his Sunday services, just understand these are the energies that he has around him to heal, get better, and to create a space that came out of nowhere, that took over, that went global, but very select energy that you have to think about, you know, who's in your circle.
Right.
You know, it goes back to that. And I also think about your principle of freedom, and my pastor, who it's very interesting, he says that some of us bear no fruit, some fruit, more fruit, and much fruit. Which category are you in? And Ms. Raina is more fruit.
Absolutely.
And there's a question. That's all you need to ask everybody.
Right.
Don't even say anything else. Hi, what's your name? Do you bear a little bit, or much? Don't worry, I'm gonna ask you too while you record it. But yeah.
Oh my God.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
And we need that
honestly,
in the industry, entertainment. We're so boggled with, challenges and evil energy and people trying to take advantage of you.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it's good to know
Absolutely.
That this is some greatness.
She's doing
some
it. She has
good,
a work cut out for
good
her.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yes, she does.
Oh yeah. That's what I was saying. What are your plans?
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Wow. This gentleman here.
And I was looking at him and all of his glory.
Oh
ladies,
God.
If you can see.
Oh.
Yeah, we said, we, you know, went outside. I was like, now he's a cutie on duty. Okay. You know, it's a nice seat to Dr. Tanji show.
I know, right?
And we were talking about going through challenges and figuring out what you need.
Yes.
As a recording artist who stepped out on faith from everything you knew at home in Louisiana, to come to Los Angeles, as a lot of us do from our home. Pom Pom, can you talk about, for anybody who hasn't followed you, hasn't heard your music, take us from the beginning, why you decided music was a platform for you and how it's helped you get to where you are.
Okay, well, I started off making music in middle school.
Aww.
In middle school, my mama passed away. And I think that's what, like, dragged me to music. Like, I just write music all the time, just write real music, I mean, about my life.
Right.
That's why, you know. And my mom used to always jam, like, Tupac or something. So,
really?
I mean, he was a storyteller.
Yeah.
So.
He was a great storyteller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, that's how I got to music. And I just I don't know, I just always like write about my life, like what I'm going through. That's what helped me. Like,
so it's therapeutic for you too.
When I don't write, then I start stressing, like, oh, what I'm supposed to do, what I'm supposed to do, and then it's like God keep on telling me, just, you know what I'm saying, write. And then when I write, it's like, dang. And then and then it's just, I'm gonna calm down.
No, you don't have to.
Absolutely, it's such an honor to have you here, and to be able to touch someone who is living, okay, out loud. You discussed at some point about depression, if you don't mind me bringing that up. That's a taboo, you know that, right, in our community. We do not talk about depression and what have you. When did you know, oh my God, perhaps I'm really depressed here, what is going on? When, what was it? What were the surrounding circumstances that you knew there's something going on, I need to get out of this?
Well, like I said, when my mama passed away, yes, like I was going through like all kind of stuff. And then looking at my daddy, he was on drugs and stuff. So I thought that was the way, you know what I'm saying, to go. Because that's all I knew was right. The streets. And I was on like PCP, coke.
This is all milk. In middle school?
No, as I got older.
As you got older, okay.
As I got older, okay. I didn't have a good role model. Mm-hmm. Basically, mm-hmm. I didn't have a good role model, so I fell to the streets, started selling crack, and in and out of jail, like my daddy. Got to the point where Dana saw my daddy across the hall from me, and then like everybody like in jail, like, dang, Dad, are you really following your daddy's footsteps? And I'll just write down, just keep writing my music, and just keep writing my music. Then I like got out and trying to help him, you know what I'm saying, help little brothers. I got brothers scattered over all over, like in foster care. And then I got one mixed little brother with a white woman that I never saw since he was a baby. Yeah. So I'm.
So do you
like
know where
talking.
He is now?
I think Alexandra.
Yeah, is that Louisiana or Virginia?
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
You're not
okay.
sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm not sure. Yeah. I mean, I talk to him on Instagram. Okay. Like, he keep up with me on Instagram.
Okay.
And I mean.
Yeah.
Depression. It really, like, that's what ran me away. I noticed like I had to get away to do something better for myself because. Okay. I kept trying to like help my dad and help my brothers and stuff, and then I had to help myself.
Absolutely, that's
so
where
I took a jump, and
wow.
I went back to Louisiana because I was like, oh no, I can go back because I moved to California, but then I left and went back. I was like, no, this is not for me. I went back.
Okay.
Started messing up again. Back in jail. Then I moved back again, and then I was like, that's it. Because it seemed like every time I go back, I just wind up falling back because I need to, like you said, put yourself around people like.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Better, so you can better yourself. So.
Absolutely.
Put myself
came
around.
Back again like I got it this time.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's awesome, man. I'm so glad Pom Pom is bringing this up because a lot of times, not only with, you know, artists in the industry, but as men, you know, it's constantly bombarded to be strong. Don't show your emotion, how you feel, but you're only human and you end up crippling yourself. But I love that you brought that up. I think about, you know, Taraji P. Henson, Meek Mill, you know, and so many other artists have come forward with mental health platforms now that we are starting to talk about it. So I champion you. And I think that, I don't know, it's a huge example of strength. And it also shows in disparity and pain how we can take our art and just soar. And that was your way out. So coming out here, why Los Angeles for you?
Well, I met my girl on
Meow.
Yeah,
no,
she
I understand. That's all I needed to hear. But now, okay, I can ask you another question now. I'm just saying, I know. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
She added me on Facebook, and I didn't accept the friend request until a year later.
No way.
Yeah, because I thought it was like.
How you going to make her wait?
I know, right?
That's messed up, Pom.
I didn't
you play
know.
Hard to get.
I didn't know. There's so many friend requests. I always got like a lot of friend requests, though. So I added her, and then like we just kept talking. I was about to go to barber school because I know how to cut hair, so I was gonna go to barber school. I was actually in Washington, in
D.C.?
Tacoma, Washington, like by Seattle.
Oh, in the state of Washington. Okay, okay.
Yeah, so I was out there and I was doing my music or whatever.
Yeah.
But she didn't know or whatever that I did music or whatever, and so she was like, "Oh, that's what you really want to do is barber school?" I said, "Well, I like music." And she's like, "Oh, okay, you know." And she do music too. Like that's what she messed with. She messed with music, so. She was like, oh, so you should, you know, take that jump. And I was like, well, it ain't promised, you know. But then she's like, you're still young, you know what I'm saying? just try it out.
If I don't fade, I like
so
that.
I was like, you know, I actually had my grant to go to school and everything, to go barber school. Then I was like, you know what? That's what I really love. You know, so I'm going to just go ahead on and jump. And now I never stop. Yeah, I never stop. I'm glad she actually pushed me, you know what I'm saying, and believed in me. And because now I'm
so she's a Cali girl. She's a native.
Mm-hmm.
That's so, what's up.
And I actually, like, she made me, like, develop my sound. Like, and I'm not copying nobody else. Like, I feel like I have my own swag, my own.
Absolutely.
It's just me. You know what I mean? I talk about what I want to talk about. I don't want to do whatever.
And that's what relationships are supposed to do.
Absolutely.
You know, make each other better all the time. Like, mm-hmm. how do we challenge and support everything else?
Yeah,
I'm
very grateful and thankful that
I bet you are. I bet you are, Pom-Pom. And what's your lady's name?
Catherine.
Look, Catherine. Catherine the kitty cat. Yes, Miss Catherine. Meow. That was my type of girl. I'm just saying, you know, I like that. That's what's up. Aww.
Wow.
Yes. Aww. I'm working on my album right now.
Okay.
Like, I got my songs.
How many songs?
12 songs.
12 songs. And what's the title of your album?
Life of Livens.
Life of Living.
Life of Livens. Livens is my last name. L-E-V-I.
Oh, okay. Life of Livens. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Play on
your name. Yeah, it's about my life. You know where I come from. And I got a little 80s too, like a little 80s song, a little something everybody can, you know,
I can't wait to get a little feel good.
Yeah, I got a little
I tell you what, can you give me a little bit of lyrical flow from any of your songs, like just a couple of bars?
Okay. Let's see.
Just go. Mm-hmm. I'm going to close my eyes.
Grandmother must have saw a sign, can't get me out the house just in time, honey, cookie stuffed in the teddy bear. Daddy must have been losing his mind, she was just in time, then the dope kick. Daddy went to jail, I was so sick, pain in my eye, you can't know this. Gotta drive straight, gotta focus, trying to overload a bag. Heard my daddy doing bad, got my brother stressed out, walking down the street, fighting all mad. Cold water some winter times, cold food some dinner times. Thank you, God, I'ma finish mine, tell my haters meet me at the finish line.
Aww.
That's what's up. And that's testimony.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
Real talk. But I mean,
oh,
and I just felt that. And, you know, at that particular moment, I and this is not to compare you, but I'm mm-hmm. spiritually connected to Nipsey and what his testimony spoke. And that's what I just felt from you, because it was truth.
Baby.
So.
Right.
Appreciate
it. Wow. Pom-Pom. It, you know, to see you now. Okay. And I'm only picturing how you were. What changes have occurred to get you at this place? Because you're solid. What changes? I know you changed location, mm-hmm. but what else changed internally?
I mean, I'm still like changing as we. I'm still changing.
Yeah.
Like I'm shy. Whatever. I think that's one thing that I need to keep working on, to being shy. But.
You like that on stage, or you turn to a performance animal?
Now I'm getting more comfortable.
Good, okay.
More comfortable.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
okay.
I think, like, when I just did the little BET experience thing, like, I actually killed it. Like, at the Grammy Museum,
I
killed it. I like it.
So you
I,
just performed there.
I love
that's
it.
Good.
I love it. And you're very confident in yourself, and that's good.
Oh, you
and
think
that's
so?
Not arrogant. That's confidence.
Thank you.
And a lot of times our culture gets that confused. Stay the way you are, keep growing,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
But that confidence, you exude it. When you walk through the room, I knew that you were a man of substance.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
And thank you for having me on the
show,
too.
Oh, honey, when we got the call that you were someone that we needed to have, as Jeannie would say, the Dr. Tanji Lounge, I knew then that, you know what, you remind me of my son.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I'm staring at you with smiles. It's not, I'm not crazy over here.
No.
I'm just looking at you because you remind me so much of him. And the fact that you didn't give up.
Yes.
And every day you get up
and
you do it all over again. That in itself is a testimony of who you are. Thank you so, so very much for doing it. Thank you for not quitting.
Thank
you for not staying in that. We call that place of comfortability. We call it Egypt.
Okay.
Thank you for not staying in Egypt.
Okay.
Thank you for getting the mindset of Egypt out of you, because there's no way you could come and do what you're doing if you were still
no way
bound.
No way. I look back and I still see some, like, a lot of my friends and family, like, and it's just, I feel bad for them, because you really, like, got to get out of that situation, like, get yourself from out of the period,
yeah,
like, just to better
and
yourself.
And that's good for the homies to see
yourself.
You.
Right.
Yeah.
because they're watching, yeah, whether you think they're or not. Oh, and, yeah. And then it makes them say, okay, you know what? He did it knowing, yes, when, mm-hmm, you at the lowest of, yes, low.
Right.
And it's good. I'm so glad that you evolved and you're leading the way and you're going to inspire that next.
I can see homie. Some people,
oh,
changing.
No, for sure. Mm-hmm. No, just because
changing.
You did it. Oh, no,
oh,
for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yep.
So what is next for Pom Pom?
This album, dropping this album and right. just keep grinding.
What's the date for that?
I don't really not have yet. A date yet because
okay.
I had a
TBA.
Date okay. Up. I guess you can't rush perfection.
Oh, no. I know. Look, Pom Pom. Look.
Sure
Catherine, come
right.
get Pom Pom. Okay? He done got here to Dr. Tanya's show and was like, look, lady, you keep pressing me about my project. Sure greatness
but
takes
I
time.
That. That is yeah. so honest, you know? Yeah. Absolutely.
But so, I mean, I'll be more keeping, than 2020, you think? I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Again, like, okay. Okay.
I've been keeping up. My Instagram is Pom Pom Real Music. So I followed your Instagram.
Yeah,
so
I saw that. Thank you so very much. Thank you. Yeah. It's an honor. It truly, truly is an honor. Anything that you would say to that little boy that's listening?
Mm-hmm.
He's listening right now and you know, he's saying, I want to do it and I write,
yeah.
but I don't have anyone to encourage me. I don't have anyone to say, hey, man, you're doing a good job. Or, hey, let me hear your flow. Or
people telling you, yeah. whack, you're not going to make it.
Right.
You know what that's like, too.
Absolutely.
A lot of our children,
come
I mean,
on.
Do something else.
Come
yeah.
on, absolutely.
What do you have to say to him
say?
Or her?
Or her, thank you.
If it's really for you, like, just keep pushing. I mean, don't care what nobody say about you, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Just keep reading, study the best. When you're writing, know what you mean what you're writing, right. and basically, like, really, like, mean what you're writing. Like, make sure mm-hmm. that's because words are very powerful.
Ah, you know?
So they're very, very powerful.
Yes,
so that's why I write to help. You know, that's all I want to do is help. You know what I'm saying? So just tell people where I come from, and to try to get them to get where I'm at.
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely. Yeah. I love it.
I'm so
glad. All I want to do is spread love and show people how to grind.
You're doing
Southern comfort.
I know
Miss Cat. I'm going to go hang out with Catherine because she knows. She needs to scoot you off our Facebook.
Oh,
you know what
God.
I mean? But just that genuine comfort is what's the most attractive. And I'm so glad you told any creatives listening to study.
Yeah,
a lot
study,
of times people
study.
Think, you know, with you us, everybody think they can just go down here and do
it. I thought it was so easy. Trust me. I didn't
exactly.
know until I got with
now
Catherine
go
and she
back.
Like kept.
Catherine,
listening.
I told y'all.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You got to do that. You got to practice your stage presence. You got to know how to give it to them because your energy got to be right too. It's about your energy.
Yep.
You
and study
have
the craft.
Energy.
There's only X amount of people that soar. But if you go back and study, whether it's a business, mm-hmm. artist you aspire to be, mm-hmm. they're common denominators, things that won't ever change. Forget mm-hmm. where technology's taking us,
absolutely.
But yeah. your basics, like you said, stage presence, mic technique, mm-hmm.
yeah.
just the basic thing.
You feel on your yep. music, because I was rushing at first. I was like, no, this sound good. She's like, no, I'm telling you, it don't sound good. And then now, like, it's way better. Like, I'm way better.
Catherine
when
is the manager.
Wow.
That's who I'm going to reach out to
absolutely.
Next time.
Absolutely.
Catherine. That's what's that. Just give it up for Catherine. Come on, Pom Pom. I'm serious. I'm so.
Yeah.
Yes, Pom Pom. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I mean, you've encouraged the person, and you're living your best life.
Yeah.
And you're here to stay.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're growing.
Not going nowhere.
You're not going nowhere.
Nowhere.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
A little cute
it.
Country
I
accent.
I know, right?
Southern Comfort. All right, Pom Pom. All right. Okay. Okay. Waiting for that
wow.
project. Waiting for it. 2020 is going to be a big year for you.
Yes, it is.
Big.
Absolutely.
Big.
Yeah, 2020, definitely 2020 is going to be out.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's perfect. I hear you. Okay. I mean, looking forward to I'm looking for when you're going to be performing. You'll be really great. You ever heard of an LA cafe hotel in Hollywood?
No, I'm going to look into it.
Very intimate live place. But there's certain pockets that are really good when you're starting, but it's a more authentic artistry locations. That's a great, like when Miguel was starting out, he was always in there. It's very intimate, but it's just raw, just
yeah.
great artistry.
I'm definitely
going to
be
there.
Jumping on everything. Like every opportunity I got, I'm jumping
okay.
on it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You jump.
Ready? I
jump. Leap. Just
yeah.
go. Just go.
Fly.
I love it. I love it.
Wow. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm good. I'm ready. I'm ready.
You know, I hate coming down to this particular time of the show where we're, and we've got to say goodbye just for a little while. But I am very grateful for everyone that does listen. And I'm grateful for you that tuned in today. Yeah, you that tuned in today. And please join us for the interactive Doing Life Together Mondays at 5 p.m. on Talk to Tanji, which is Facebook Live.
Yep, yeah. Facebook Live. Yep, just go. Yep, long to Dr. Tanji Show on Facebook. And yeah, that Talk to Tanji is the best 2 minutes. You might get 3.5. If it's a good week, you're going to be good to go. But it will uplift you and take you straight through. So look forward to it.
If you did join the show, I told you what my mama said. If you don't have anything loving or kind to say.
Oh, no. What's mama saying?
No, I'm talking about me.
Oh, you're talking about you. I was like, no, I meant like, no, I was all good. I was like, no, you know, that was the goal.
You did good. Pom Pom, thank you so much.
Thank y'all so much. I really appreciate this.
You too, man. Please. Pom Pom.
Oh, I love you.
And then, Catherine, when of all of us go on to lunch? Yay.
Until next Wednesday,
yep.
2 o'clock, join us again here at Dr. Tanji Show. All right. See you soon.
Bye.
Where we do life together.
Together.
Yeah, we do.
You're listening to the Dr. Tanji Show with Dr. Tanji Scott, only on LA Talk Radio.